Laced Up. Hey everyone, welcome to Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, episode number 49 for Monday, November 21st. It's about 7:30 p.m. As always, I'm Jeremy.
Hey, and this is Jeremy's buddy, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, buddy.
Thanks for coming to the show today.
Thanks for letting me come to my house.
We haven't done the show for a while.
I know. We always talk. It seems like when we're off 1 week, much longer. We have so much to cover, Jeremy. We can't waste a minute of these 45.
Right.
On so much to talk about. But let's talk about a weekend for 20 minutes.
Right. Hey, if you want to join us in the chat room, you can go to radioshowonline.com/chatroom. Hang out with Bruce. Hang out with Chad. And of course, hang out with us. And please fan us on Facebook at facebook.com/radioshowonline. And shoot us an email too, Jeff. What's that email address? Since you always cut me off when I say it.
Hate mail at radioshowonline.com.
I'm Jeff. Look at me. I'm wearing a sweater.
Hate mail at radioshowonline.com.
Very good. Very good. The beers of the day, at least the beer that I'm drinking, is a Great Lakes Christmas Ale. Now, Jeff, I noticed that you are beer-free on Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy tonight, which is basically a crime.
Well, I know we're going out later, Jeremy, with some other people. I'm going to...
With some ladies.
I'm going to have some drinks then. I'm not a huge Christmas ale fan, to be honest. I like the idea of it. I like that it's good for Cleveland, that people get so excited about it. But personally, it's not a drink I choose to really enjoy. I have it in my house for guests, because guests really enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I'm not a guy who ever opened one up just for no reason. If I had one Thursday, it was under duress. People I was with were all drinking it, and I was told that we're all doing this, have one. That's the only way I really have a Christmas ale. Isn't that kind of surprising to you?
I was given specific instructions today to make sure Jeff drinks on the radio show. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, so Jeff, how was your weekend? Oh, before we get into weekend, you know, this is a busy week for a lot of people out there. We've, of course, got Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday, Friday's Black Friday shopping. Do you participate at all in the crazy Black Friday? Have you ever, like, been one of those guys waiting in line?
I'm not one of those guys.
No.
Nope, never. I really don't go out that day.
I've done it before. One year I bought Jen a GPS system, and I was like out, you know, not too early, like maybe 6 in the morning at Staples.
At least that's, I could understand 6 a.m. It's the 4 and 5 and 3 a.m.
Some of these people are crazy, and people are pissed off this year because they are going to start, some places are going to open up at midnight. And so the people that work there are upset because, you know, you have to get into work like maybe an hour early. So you have to like leave Thanksgiving with your family, you know, try to drink on Thanksgiving. You want to have a couple beverages, and then you have to leave your family to go work. And then the people that are going to wait in line have to do the same thing. So like people are pissed off that the sales this year are starting at midnight.
Yeah. And I'm good point on Facebook with someone, I can't remember, one of my friends said, it's not like the executives that make these decisions are out there working as well.
Right.
Yeah. You know, people that make the decision, they're home with their family and they kind of put that on everyone else below them. So I agree. Although if I was an employee, I would much rather
1%, Jeff. Occupy Black Friday.
Occupy Kohl's. If I was a worker, I think I really would probably rather go at midnight though than know that I have to get up at 3 a.m. Does that make sense? I think I'd rather just spend that with my family and then just go right into it rather than try and go to sleep for 3 hours. That's the only, I guess, part of this I might like. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it. Okay. Good. I'm glad we covered that.
Yeah, it's very thorough.
Next, so deodorant. So today, tell me if this has ever happened to you, Jeff. I'm putting on some deodorant. That ever happened to you?
It happens to me once a week.
Okay. And halfway through the one pit, I run out of deodorant. So then I have to switch to like my backup deodorant.
Is it spray?
No, it's a stick.
Okay.
Now, this is the same question that somebody at work asked me. They said, well, how do you run out of a stick of deodorant, like
that, it just crumble basically
between. Well, no, it was done.
Oh, okay. Mine usually like break off at the very end. They end up like falling all over the floor.
I mean, it has to end at some point,
right? Just like our show.
Exactly. Only 40 minutes left, people.
Our show is like deodorant.
So yes, then I had to use a different kind of deodorant on the other armpit. So like this whole day, I've been like a walking science experiment.
How is
to
it,
see
is
which,
it?
I don't know. Do you want to take a?
No, no. As soon as I asked that, I was thinking, have I done?
We could just do a sound effect on the air. Like people would never know. This isn't video. All right. Well, that's my story.
Yeah, Joseph, I have nothing to follow up with.
So Jeff, tell me about scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs. Jeremy, what's the deal with scrambled eggs, to quote Seinfeld? Do you make scrambled eggs?
I don't think that Seinfeld ever... Yeah, I love scrambled eggs. I just made some yesterday.
Okay, I tend to outsource most of my cooking, as you're aware.
To your Vietnamese chef.
Right, right.
Huervo makes the best huevo nancheros.
I was on my own this weekend with food, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to be a grown-up and buy eggs in a store and make scrambled eggs.
That's mature of you.
Because I enjoy scrambled eggs.
But something hilarious must have happened.
Yes, the house burned down.
That's why we're doing this outside.
I lost everything. So I'm trying.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
So everyone should be thankful out there. I'm trying to scramble these eggs, and it's a complete disaster. It's a mess. The pan looks like it's been through a war of chicken embryos. It looks horrible. And then going to clean it up, even I still, it's in the dishwasher. It's a mess. I'll never do that ever again. Are they hard for you to make, or am I just stupid?
I think you're just stupid.
Okay.
I mean, you really walked into that.
It's like they're all over the pan. Like I'm trying to scoop them out, scramble them, but they keep being left. There's like residue.
Well, you have to scramble them in a separate bowl. You want to scramble them in a bowl first.
I stop scrambling them in the pan.
And then you dump that
but
in.
But people do scramble them in the pan. I just don't do that right.
You put some oil in the pan.
I did that. I put
you
some butter.
You preheat. You got to make sure.
I preheated it.
Okay, so it's heated?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to just scramble it in a bowl
but
first.
But don't people, maybe professionals, scramble it in the pan? Haven't you seen that done too with milk?
Yeah, I mean, but you're not a professional. I want to put you in that category. So I think you should start. I think you should start by not doing that and just scrambling them in a separate bowl.
Yeah, it's haunting me still. It was a mess. It was a massacre of eggs.
How about, speaking of a massacre
of eggs,
how about those Cleveland State Vikings, Jeff?
Jeremy, I don't think anyone's more excited about the Cleveland State Vikings in the world than I am.
That could be true.
It really is.
I think the coach, what's the coach's name?
Coach Gary Waters.
I don't think Gary Waters is excited.
I mean, to me, there's so many good things about what's going on here. You have a team that has been around for a long time, but never really a factor. You brought in a coach who's got a good track record 6 years ago. He had a plan, and his plan has been really every year becoming more and more obvious. He's got a great recruiting.
Win more games. That's a good plan for a coach to have.
You're seeing the fruits of it. You're seeing what he talked about, that he said it's going to take 3 or 4 years to get this thing back on track. So I guess what I meant by that is in 2007, 2008, you started seeing some results of him after being here since 06. And now you're seeing unbelievable recruiting classes combined with talent that's worked its way through the four-year system. And it's really culminating in an unbelievable year with these seniors leading these really, really highly regarded freshman recruits. They're an incredible complement to each other. You've got a lot of shooting guard seniors and power forward / center freshmen that are really, really highly regarded recruits. They're 3-0. They've beaten two very good teams, one that was number 7 in the country. Long story short, I was there Friday night. Too late. I was there Friday night, and they were down most of the game to St. Bonaventures, ended up tying it, and ended up going ahead with 2.8 seconds left on a three-pointer to win the game. The place went nuts. I've never seen an atmosphere at a basketball game like that. When a person just drains a three, basically to win the game, everyone went crazy. They're now number 26 in the nation. They're very close to cracking the top 25 overall. There were 3,000 people there Friday. I really hope this catches on in the city, because you have the Monsters, which we all love minor league hockey, but you can't tell me that's more exciting than a competitive top 25 NCAA basketball team that's doing it the right way with great players that play really hard. This city needs to come out and support this team. I just don't understand. There should be 4,000 to 5,000 people there, and I hope that as they keep winning, this catches on. And that's the end of my rant.
Let's hope no one involved with the team showers with boys.
There's none of that.
That's one way to sink
your team.
There's
no allegations. Yep. This program is run the right way, Jeremy. I hope you come down to a game, either with me or maybe you buy your own ticket.
You keep saying this,
but
you can buy. You have to say.
You can buy tickets.
Hey, buddy, let's go to a game.
You can buy tickets.
I can't. And then we just like sit across from each other and wave.
I can't take all the people I know, because now everyone's very excited about it. Because I'm there with my season tickets. But I hope you can come down and support them.
I have recorded proof that you've wanted me to go to these things. So I think I should be up towards the top of your list.
It's moving up. I got you pegged for early January. So that was my Friday night. Cleveland State Vikings. I'm going tomorrow to Kent. They'll be there. And then I also did a little run of a XYZ Tavern, Market Garden, and Beer Market on Saturday night. Had a great time out there.
Wow.
Very potent beers, though, Jeremy, as I was sort of explaining to you. I was feeling that a little bit.
I was at XYZ's sister bar, ABC, this weekend.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I was there. What night did you go? I was there Saturday.
Saturday?
Yeah. We were there separate. Like, in different places. Like, kind of like you were bizarro me, or I was bizarro you, or...
Yep.
I was at the beginning of the alphabet and you were the end. The alpha and you were the omega.
That's right.
As it were.
As it should be.
That's cool.
Yeah. So great times. Beer, my Market Garden is an incredible atmosphere.
Yeah.
And that to me is the bar that if you bring someone into town, you take them right there.
I think that's where we might be going tonight, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So there
good.
You go.
Well, that'll work out well.
Is that why you're not drinking tonight? Because you feel so wasted?
It's not that. It was, yeah. I mean, I kind of.
Anything you regret? From that night that you want to talk to us and our
four
listeners
last,
about?
The last two beers probably would be a start. Mm-hmm. But all in all, a very good time.
Any shots?
No, thank God. Yeah. I can't. I'm not equipped for
so
that.
So just beers. You don't have a mouth or an esophagus.
It's not possible for you to do a shot genetically.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, I went to they're building the new Museum of Contemporary Art at the corner of Mayfield and Euclid. So I went to the old one. This weekend,
okay.
at where the Cleveland Playhouse used to be. They were doing like an art show there, and my brother's girlfriend actually was displaying some of her jewelry there. That was a good time. Then I had been hearing rumors about Great Lakes having a pumpkin ale. Have you ever heard of the mythical Great Lakes pumpkin ale experience?
No.
Well, let me tell you about it.
Okay.
So the Great Pumpkin rises at Great Lakes once. Like, it's only available on tap for like a week, so they don't bottle it. They make it there. It's only available for a week, and this was the weekend they had it. And it's very good. Like, I'm a big fan of the Southern Tier Pumpkin.
Right.
I know you're a fan of
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin, yes.
Exactly. I think you would enjoy this Great Lakes Pumpkin Ale.
I'm surprised. What's the deal with not getting a little more wider release?
I don't know. I think they have so many other seasonal things that they're trying. So they still have Christmas ale on tap, of course. Oktoberfest had just closed. I don't know what the next big one is. When does
Conway's Irish?
I was going to say,
starts,
when does Conway start?
Early February, which is a great one.
Okay. Yeah. So that was good. Went to ABC, the tavern, I said. I remember when ABC used to be like more of a blue collar place, and now it is just like hipster city. Like, you walk in there, if you don't know what a hipster is, which I'm still kind of unclear of what a hipster is.
You have to look for the signs.
But I'm pretty sure they hang out at ABC Tavern.
Yes, I would agree with that.
What are the signs, Jeff? What are the signs of being a hipster?
PBR. Mm-hmm. Dark-rimmed glasses.
Yes, the dark-rimmed. Flannel. I tried to get the dark-rimmed glasses. It didn't work out.
Yeah,
I think my hair's too
I can't pull
light.
That off.
Yeah.
I have the rimless. I'm the other direction.
Yeah.
I'm rimless.
Like the Steve Jobs.
Yes, that's what I've often been compared to Steve Jobs.
No, but you're a bastard. Don't sully his name like that, you son of a bitch.
Hipsters are great.
And on that note, it's 7:43 and 40 degrees at the sound of the tone. Bing! All right, Jeff. So Thanksgiving is coming up on Thursday.
It is.
We're both from here in the Cleveland area.
Yes.
What are your Thanksgiving traditions? What are your Thanksgiving plans this season?
Well, I'll be heading to Florida, Jeremy, to greener, warmer pastures.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to Thanksgiving in Florida?
Yep.
Well,
I'm going
like
to Florida
sacrilegious.
For Thanksgiving, but yeah, depending on how you say it. It's just what I'm doing, Jeremy. It's my choice.
Now,
I'm pro-choice for Thanksgiving.
Is that a family? So there's family in Florida?
No, I'm just going to a hotel and... Gonna hope it works out.
Yeah, just Skype in with my mom.
Yep,
I know I live in Cleveland, Mom, but I'm gonna go down to Florida.
I just need to get away for a little bit. My aunt and uncle down there, and my grandfather, who's 90, he's spending his first winter and he's wintering in Florida for the first time.
Wow!
So I'm going down to hang out with primarily him and my aunt and uncle. We were going the four of us to Thanksgiving dinner, and then my uncle and I are golfing Friday and Saturday. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's just enough. I'm leaving Thursday morning because I didn't want to deal with the airport. Craziness. That's a Wednesday before Thanksgiving. You hear the horror stories. Mm-hmm. So I'm leaving Thursday morning, coming back Saturday evening, three full days. And but normally, obviously, you're with the family. Jeremy, talk about turkeys. I have turkey. And Jeremy, talk about all the fixins. I enjoy all the fixins. And I'm a picky eater.
You are a picky eater.
All the fixins. I can gorge myself.
Sweet potato?
Oh, everything. Everything.
With marshmallows on
it? Put it on. Yep. Put a little marshmallow
Brussels
on
sprouts?
That. Yep. On the side.
You don't.
I can
eat
anything
sprouts.
With Thanksgiving. It's just because it's like the meal. You could throw onions. I hate onions. It's just that day, anything can happen. Anything goes.
Huh.
Yeah, so that's my tradition. I gorge myself because it's the American way. What do you do?
And then do you purge?
And then the purge isn't as I don't really talk about the purge.
I'm going to Canada. No. No, so it's tradition to go to like my parents' house earlier in the day, and then we go to Jen's mom's house for the dinner. So I do a double meal, Jeff, a double meal on Thanksgiving.
Wow.
So you can take all your fixins and shove them up your ass.
Now that's not very American.
I do double meat. Double meat.
Double meat. It's like a Burger King special?
Every Thursday. Exactly. Every Thursday. Every Thanksgiving, which is this coming Thursday. Yeah, so traditional dishes in the Borger household, deviled eggs, which is kind of a carryover from Easter. I think it started off as originally my dad would always make deviled eggs for Easter, and then I kind of got confused as far as what holiday it was and started demanding them. Yes. For Thanksgiving as well.
Okay.
So I took my dad by the scruff of his neck, and I'm like, you'll make me some deviled eggs for
this
holiday.
I want those Easter eggs.
You're going to color
them? Do you hear me?
You're going to color them and make them in front of me.
And you wear a bunny suit when you do it.
So we do the deviled eggs. Turkey.
Oh, no, I know turkey. Give me the fixins. I want to focus on the fixins.
All right, the fixins. So green bean casserole.
I love green beans
and
casseroles.
The one with the mushroom,
yes.
The mushroom soup,
yep.
And the crunchy onions on top. There's usually some sort of corn, a dish, I believe. Of course, cranberries. Now, are you a cranberry guy?
I'm a huge cranberry guy, but let me.
I'm about to ask you the same question, I bet.
I prefer the one out of the can.
So do I.
I know.
That's why we do a podcast together.
Yep, and that's why I have a can of cranberry sauce right here. Out of the can. It's easier and it tastes better.
That was the
Jeremy.
Sound effect of me eating cranberries.
I think that was the sound effect of someone milking something.
And milking. The first two was
milking a cranberry?
And then milking.
Was that a cranberry milking sound?
Milking this cow that we have here.
No, I prefer, and it's easier, Jeremy. I'm all about, I don't do any work, whether it's Florida or Cleveland for Thanksgiving. Right. I show up and I eat and I eat and I eat. So I'm all for making those who prepare my food, I'm all for making it easier on them. Because Jeremy, you know why? Because I'm that type of guy.
Yeah.
So I will not complain. If you want to get the canned cranberries, it's easier on you because mm-hmm. you're making 80 sides for my family.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it because I'm that type of guy.
I love how when you take it out of the can, like it keeps
it looks
the
like
shape.
The can. I know.
It has the rings around
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. I could eat a whole can of that, man.
That's Thanksgiving.
That is.
That's Thanksgiving.
So I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be at a restaurant in Florida. We're going out, but I'm still looking forward to that post-Thanksgiving snooze with the football on. I've got a chair lined up, and I'm really excited to try that.
There's a lot of people in the chat room. Alfredo is a big fan of cheese. He wants us to talk about various kinds of cheeses.
Cheese. I thought about doing only posts about cheese. Did you notice that? I started, mm-hmm. then I had my Facebook on, I stopped.
Actually bought some brick cheese this weekend. Some local organic brick cheese from okay. Whole Foods.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It was very delicious.
How do you feel about pepper jack?
I do. I like it. I like it, but I feel like it's kind of... I don't know. I feel like it's kind of cheating because you're like taking good old cheese and you're just throwing some like the peppers like don't belong. Like that's not cheese. Like just because you put bits of other things in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I appreciate more the pure. I'm more of a purist.
You're a cheese purist.
When it comes to my cheese. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where we differ.
And thanks for that, chat room.
Yeah. Thanks, chat room. This chat room is very lively.
They are.
A lot of characters. Jeremy, two words. When it comes to our chat room,
mm-hmm.
characters welcome.
Characters welcome. Yeah. USA stole that from us.
They did.
Those bastards.
You've been saying that for months.
So, of course, we got Thanksgiving on Thursday. Now, one of the biggest nights for going out is actually the night before Thanksgiving. Because a lot of people come back in town, like people that may have grown up in Cleveland. They go move out to, some other lame city. And they're coming back to celebrate the holidays, kind of meet up with your old college, high school friends, or whatever. So Cleveland.com actually had a list of the best bars to go on Wednesday night before Thanksgiving.
That's right, Jeremy. Warehouse District seems to be propping up in a lot of this stuff. They mentioned, have you been to this place, Fortress Nightclub?
You know, I have been to Fortress
West
Nightclub. 9th? That was the old, it was a lot of different things.
Maybe I just know the building, just not the names. I'm sure if I recognized one of the previous names, I would know which one, but I can't think of what it used to be.
Yeah.
Okay, but
it's run by the same guy that runs XO.
Okay. So they're having a little party there. They call it the annual pre-Thanksgiving martini set. It's at 9 o'clock on Wednesday. Admissions is free till midnight. Complimentary martinis. After midnight, it costs $20. but it's basically a big thing with Martini's Fortress Nightclub, and they say it's all about years of good times. This is a tradition they claim they've been doing for a while. So 9 to midnight, it's free. 8 to midnight, it's free. Post-midnight, $20. Complimentary martinis up until then. So go before midnight, get your free drinks, and hang out. Also, I have a friend of mine that's going to this. The 78th Street Studios, where we were for that Yelp party, they're doing a big thing, 9 o'clock Wednesday. It's the Nine of Clubs reunion. Reunites Alyssa Allison and Rob Sherwood, DJs that used to spin at the Nine of Clubs, a dance spot that was in the Warehouse District in the 1980s. So there
you
go.
You're saying that as if you know this.
Yeah, as I'm just off the top of my head.
Yep.
So 9 o'clock p.m., I do know people going to that, 78th Street Studios. I really had a good time with that Yelp party there. That was a great venue.
Yeah, especially the free food.
Free food. And the drinks towards the end became full beers, which was great. Right. Everything was free.
In the beginning, it was like a two-ounce taste, but then the party's only 2 hours, and they had a good amount of beer. So towards the end, they're just like, screw it. And everyone was just like giving up all their wares. But popcorn from Campbell's Popcorn Shop.
Yeah, it was good. Different flavors.
Yep. It was awesome.
I had a pumpkin-flavored popcorn, I think, which was really good.
It's delicious.
They also mentioned, just real quick, some other crawls. I mean, Cam's Crawl, obviously, with West Park Station, PJ McIntyre's. That's a pretty popular area to hang out, not worry about driving. You can walk around. My friends, we always go to Coventry. We've done that for a number of years, do a little crawl there. A fun tradition for me. But I just like that people usually go out. Lakewood is a big spot around the corner. People usually go out, reunite, people from home, into an area with three or four bars they can just walk around.
Yeah.
So wherever you go, I'm sure there's plenty of that going on. What a fun night, though.
Now, Mercury recently changed its name to a Drop Bar, and I haven't been in there since they did the name change, so it's right there on West 6th. So they've, you know, kind of, every now and then a bar's got to, even if it's the same owners, but you gotta kind of redo everything, change your name, get a new sign, just to keep it fresh, Jeff. Yeah. You got to keep things fresh in the club scene.
Yep.
So on Wednesday night, Drop Bar is doing a night of techno and house music. DJ Anthony Atala is going to be spinning, and Dan Stark is going to be opening for him.
Oh, Dan Stark?
Dan Stark's going to be
there.
They got
Dan Stark here? Usually he's in New York.
So that's starting at 9 p.m. Wow. on Wednesday at Drop Bar on West 6th. Also, Brothers Lounge is doing an annual Night Before Thanksgiving concert. So they've been doing this since 1975. So if you want, you know, this is kind of the opposite of the techno beat of Drop Bar on West 6th. This is a little more, this is having local musicians, more rock-based, more rock, less techno. So that's starting at 8 o'clock. It's been going for 37 years, Jeff, longer than you and I have been on this planet.
It seems like just yesterday I went to my first one, yeah.
So they're on Brothers Lounge is on Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, right near 117th, just yes. over the border.
Just over the border. Wow, Jeremy, who knew there was that much going on? We were able to inform everyone.
So what do you have plans? Are you going out on that
night?
Well,
we do this Coventry thing usually. Now there's talk of a Willoughby. You know, Willoughby's got a great bar area too. Mm-hmm. So it's still up in the air. I will be out. I just don't know which set of bars we're going to end up on.
Now, Willoughby seems more of like a drive for you.
Well, they're both going to be a drive. But I also have a very early flight, so it won't be a late night for me. I'll be flying out early Thursday. But I will be out. What are you doing Wednesday?
I don't have any set plans yet. So I'm getting kind of boring.
Yeah.
Since, I don't know. I don't know if it's the marriage thing.
Well, you guys live in a great area. You could just walk if I was you.
I know. Maybe it's because maybe that's it. Maybe like we're too spoiled because we're like always by it.
Yeah. It's always around you.
It's like if you live in Disney World, you ever talk to people,
people who
live in
yeah,
Disney
I know
World?
A lot of people live
and
there.
You're like, oh, let's go to Disney World. They're like, no, I live here.
They never
want to
go out there.
No. Like yeah. I see Mickey's my neighbor.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to hang out here.
Yep.
They want to go just hang out in the swamp.
That's a great analogy.
Florida. Yep. Okay. Moving on. It's 7:54, 38 degrees. It's getting colder, Jeff.
It is. I can feel a chill. It's getting through the studio.
Getting chilly. Well, one of the blogs that I really like to read is clevelandfoodie.com, and she had posted something a couple days ago about a new bar opening up underneath Happy Dog. So are you a fan of Happy Dog in Detroit?
Yes,
and
58th? Love Happy Dog. Yep.
Detroit West 58th, known for its hot dogs with all the crazy toppings. So below Happy Dog, there is a new bar called The Underdog. Very clever name as well. Under the Happy Dog yes. is The Underdog. And it's a 40-seat bar and game room. So they have 48 like classic old video game consoles. Now, do you remember the video? Now, you're old enough. You know, like some of the youngsters that I like work with now, they don't remember these days of like getting quarters and going to the mall and like going to a game room like Aladdin's Castle.
Yeah, the one at Westgate.
Was the one in Westlake, yeah. You know, and just drop the coin. It was like awesome.
Yeah, it was.
But now like everyone in their living room has a system that's better than any of those machines were. And another era dies. Like, I feel old. But anyway, they're reliving that at the Underdog. So they have 48 classic video game consoles, which is awesome. And they're doing every Thursday night, they do a happy hour from 10 to midnight with 24 burgers, Jeff. And that's just 24 burgers. And once those burgers are gone, like, they're
done. Literally 24.
Like, literally 24. Hamburgers.
I was going to say maybe 24 flavors
or
styles. Yeah.
24 individual hamburgers every Thursday from 10 to midnight. Once they're gone, they're gone. It's so over. Get their
early. That's a great idea. We got to love that. Fits that area so well. Something so unique.
Yeah.
That's great. I'd love to go to that place.
Because Happy Dog already had this like retro feel to it. Yes. I always feel like I'm in my grandmother's basement or something when I'm in there. So yeah, I'm very excited to check that out. And then, of course, so we got, you know, the night before Thanksgiving, you go out, you party. Thursday, you gorge yourself.
Yes.
Friday, you go maybe wait in line for...
maybe if you have one idea, some of you want a laptop. I like when you have like a focus thing. I want to get this thing and get out.
Yeah.
I can respect that. Not a just a, I'm going to go see what I can get, what deals I can get. If you've got a big purchase, you're like, I'm going to eye on the prize. I'm going to get up early. I'm going to get this TV and I'm going to leave. I can respect that.
A lot of people shopping online this year.
Yes.
You know, maybe you want to buy something from Vitamix.com or Express.com.
That's my homepage. I check that every day.
Joann Fabrics.
Joann Fabrics. That's a great place.
If you're going to buy anything from them, I encourage you to do it online.
Yeah, and the Bolt. Get a Bolt of material. It's much, much more effective, cost effective.
Exactly. So you got that going on Friday. And then on Saturday, there's some stuff going on, such as Winterfest.
That's a great day in Cleveland. And they've been doing this forever.
Yeah, the annual Winterfest down on Public Square this Saturday starts at 3 p.m. There's free carriage rides. The Radio Disney stage show is going to be there, Jeff, which I know you're looking forward to.
I really am. I mean, those guys do a great job up there. I mean, that Radio Disney stage is incredible.
Usually find a kid. I think you just go to Lincoln Park, grab a kid.
Yep.
And bring him there.
Do. I bring him. I have the ether-soaked rags.
Yeah.
And I head up to Lincoln Park with the ether-soaked rags, and I just see what happens.
Yeah. Grab, like, make him stand on your feet and grab his wrists so you're parading him around Public Square. Like, you're walking. He looks unconscious. No, he's alive.
He loves Disney.
There's going to be concerts at the Old Stone Church. They're doing at the newly christened Huntington Building. They're going to have a Winter Wine and Ale Fest. And then at 6 o'clock on Saturday, Public Square, they do the official lighting ceremony.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I know last night I had a friend downtown on Facebook that showed a preview of it. They were doing a test run.
Well, the lights are already on. Like, oh. I walk back home that way. Like,
oh,
they're
really?
On now.
So it's not really, it's kind of anticlimactic then.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the tree is what's actually getting lit.
Okay.
Like, they have all the, this is like the appetizer, to put it in food terms, since it is Thanksgiving week.
Right.
Building into that. So that's a good time to do.
That's the mozzarella sticks.
Also, Small Business Saturday, so that same day, so you can go down and check out Public Square, maybe before that, participate in Small Business Saturday, and this is just a movement where people are pledging to shop at small businesses.
I signed that pledge, Jeremy, I'm going to say I signed it proudly. I'm not doing any big box shopping.
Yeah. Nothing's worth it shopping at a big box.
Yep.
They're all big and smelly in there sometimes. You want to go to the little boxes.
Keep it local.
Keep it a local box.
Yep.
This Thanksgiving.
Did you sign that pledge?
I didn't sign it yet.
Okay. I have a copy here.
Okay. Let me whip that out.
Yep,
let me sign your no big box pledge. But yeah, you know, people get sucked up in the commercialism of Black Friday. It's cool to shop local. And there's like a lot of cool places around Gordon Square.
Tremont,
Ohio
Banyan
City.
Banyan Tree, I recommend.
Banyan Tree is a good one. Duo Home is over at Gordon Square. There's the woman, Valerie, who won Project Runway.
Oh,
her
yes.
Pop-up shop, Yellow Cake, she's doing one of those at West 65th in Detroit over there at Gordon Square. So go out and support a small business this Saturday. If you go to facebook.com/smallbusinesssaturday, that's where you can sign that pledge that Jeff was talking about. Jeff wanted to sign it by hand, but you can sign it digitally.
Yeah, I'm old-fashioned. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I like
to
get the old petition in the hand.
But they have it on the Facebook now.
Now what's this?
Never mind. And if you go, you can also get $25 cash back from American Express.
Oh, wow. Amex, as I call it.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay.
So you can go, and that's the only card that Jeff uses.
Right. I never leave Amex. When I go out to the big chains, I use Amex.
Exactly.
That Friday. Is that pledge binding?
No.
Okay.
Also, this weekend we have Bazaar Bazaar. Have you ever been to one of these? This is like a crazy craft show.
Is it when that Radio Disney thing is going on? Because usually I'm there.
Well, you can go to Bazaar Bazaar this Friday Saturday.
Okay. I'll go Friday.
It's at the Larchmere Holiday Stroll at 13,006 Larchmere. We're going to have a link to that at RadioShowOnline.com. No.
I feel like there's petitions. Everything we talked about, there should be petitions.
Ooh, I'm burned out.
Yeah.
It's 8 o'clock.
It's that rate. It's that
we got
that 15 Christmas
minutes. Hour. This is the, I always get tired 30 minutes into the show.
you go on cruise control and I take over as usual. I step up.
I know. I have to stop eating donuts before the show, right before we go on the air. I always eat a bunch of donuts and then I crash.
Yeah.
About 30 minutes.
But what
in.
A great 10 minute intro it is.
That's
with
true.
You on those donuts.
That's true.
I've got an event I'd like to alert our listeners to, our fans and our listeners.
I'm out of Christmas ale.
Is that my cue to get you another one?
No, I can go get one.
Farranapalooza. We're friends, family friends, and I know Mike. Mike Farran, he's part owner manager at Beer Market, Market Garden. He does this every year. I believe this is the sixth annual. I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's the sixth annual Farranapalooza. It's for beer and charity. It takes place at, now at the Market Garden's open, it's Beer Market, Barcento, Market Garden, Friday night from 8 o'clock on. They want everyone they can to go in there, and proceeds from all sales will go to the Westside Catholic Center. It's usually a four-figure donation that they make.
Oh, what?
Every year, four-figure donation. So
I have a one-finger donation to give them.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
figure. Yes, figure.
I thought it's finger.
Four-figure donation. So it's usually in the thousands. They end up raising this one night for Westside Catholic Center. So if you're in the area, drink for a good cause. And Jeremy, if there's one thing we're for here at Radio Show Jeff and Jeremy,
it's drinking.
For a good cause.
Right.
We've always supported that. So stop by Beer Market, Market Garden, Friday. If I was in town, I would be there. I've been there before. It's a great night out. And support a good cause and have a good time. It's kind of like a reunion for me, too, because it's a lot of people I grew up with on the west side that come down to this thing. And it's really a fun night down there. So Friday, Farranapalooza, 11. Hit it.
So I want some more details on this plan that you have of your travel.
Yes.
So you said you want to avoid the holiday crowd. So basically you're going down there and then you're going to be down there for like 20 hours and then you're flying back.
No, I come back actually Thursday night for dinner. I'm back home for Thanksgiving dinner.
You just get on the plane.
I'm going to be in the Fort Myers airport just meeting some friends and some family and heading back home. Here's how I figured it out. We all know, everyone knows, Wednesday before Thanksgiving is one of the worst days to travel. I mean, that's my nightmare. You see live, all the news people get all riled up. They're live from the airport saying how horrible it is, right? They like to fuel the fire.
Airport, they toss it live to airport.
Yeah,
Chuck.
Oh, it's crazy here. Back to the studios. I can't talk.
It's the one time a year they go to him. Poor airport Chuck.
Yeah, airport Chuck.
We take it now, airport Chuck, and he's like, oh, there's all these people here, and
people
I can't
move. People are upset.
Move.
Like, there's always people sleeping on the floor.
Yeah.
I feel like they always have these horribly dire scenes.
Yeah.
Of people just miserable, all packed in an airport. So I will not do that. So I said, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to get a connection. So I got a direct flight Thursday morning. I can go out Wednesday night this way. It was really a genius strategy. And still be in Florida by like 10:30 Thursday morning, not missing a thing for the holiday. And then spending three full days there, and I come back Saturday night. So it's really three full days, but I avoid the whole Wednesday, Sunday, chaotic travel days. Pretty smart. Pretty
it is smart.
Smart.
It is smart. Yeah. I hate doing this because, you know, it's 8:03 and we've run out of material on our rundown.
Okay.
So this is when we go off script.
We're going rogue.
And we never know how this is going to go.
All right.
My question to you is, have you been following this Craigslist killer situation?
No.
Okay. So.
Oh, no.
Neither have I. No, this isn't related to our posting or that guy that we... that we gave the eater to.
Is this related to a missed connection segment?
That's in your basement right now. No.
He's fine.
No, so there is well, that's the thing. I can't figure out from these news outlets, like, I'm not getting good information as far as what this Craigslist killer.
Maybe the chat room could help us.
Perhaps the chat room. They are like our hive mind.
They're our Wikipedia.
But yeah, supposedly there was like a job posting on Craigslist and Okay, here. So here it is. So we're gonna. Oh my god, damn pop ups. This is what happens when you don't prep. But no, this happens in Ohio. So they posted a listing for. Oh boy. All right. So Caldwell, Ohio, 16-year-old high school student and a 52-year-old Akron man have been arrested in conjunction with the shooting death that occurred on November 6th. So according to the victim, he came to Ohio in response to an ad for general labor on a cattle farm. And so he's told he'd be living on the farm and he was instructed to bring all his belongings with him. So he does this and then he meets two men for breakfast in a nearby city. They go off supposedly to the farm. They pull over and they say to the man, okay, so you have to take the rest of the journey on foot because the roads are really bad up ahead. So got to get out of the car and take all your stuff. And as they're walking through the woods, a guy pulls a gun and the guy that had the barrel pointed at his head, he deflects it away, like hits it away and runs away. And then they shoot him in the elbow. And then he waited, so the guy gets shot in the elbow. He waits in the woods till these guys that try to kill him, like, are gone. And then he goes 2 miles away to a residence and then calls the cops.
The old elbow shot.
I mean, it's
usually
like
the
insane.
Elbow is a good way to incapacitate someone. Don't they always say go for the elbow?
The suspects are thought to have placed the ads with the intention of getting unsuspecting workers out to their farm where they would rob them of all their possessions and kill them.
Oh my god, that's incredible.
I mean, that's like a crazy, like that seems like a very involved plot.
Yeah,
I would think that if you were going to maybe if you were like that crazy,
it's very methodical, unnecessarily methodical,
that you wanted to like kill someone and take their stuff, you would think you would just like break into someone's house.
Yeah,
especially if all you want is the stuff.
Yeah,
like why not? You would think like a robbery when someone's not home. Why the murder?
That's pretty bizarre.
And if your instruction to somebody is, okay, their target audience obviously is unemployed people who they're instructed to bring all your possessions with you that you can carry. So it's not like there's going to be a lot, and they're unemployed.
Yeah.
Like they don't have, you know, 52-inch television sets that they're dragging along with them. Like you would think it would be much better off if they broke into a townhouse in Tremont. The keys under the mat, and just wiped that guy clean.
Right.
Because he's never home between 8 and 6.
That would make sense.
You know, but instead...
That's a plan I get behind.
They got to go to this whole thing. And who are these... The people supposedly weren't related. It was a 16-year-old guy.
I bet you Craigslist was probably involved in those two getting together as well. A lot of bad things happen on Craigslist. You know?
First, the 52-year-old guy found the 16-year-old guy.
That could be a whole other story that's just as interesting.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So
well, anyway.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of that because I've heard bits and pieces of that story. I never heard the whole story.
Well, that's what radio
I hope
show
his is. Elbow's okay. Did they get, were they going for the funny bone?
I don't know.
Thinking that would just make him not talk ever?
I'm sure his elbow is still much better off than LeBron James was.
Oh, wow.
By the way, to bring it back to sports, did you hear that LeBron James coming back to Akron with Chris?
Are they playing? I know they're doing that four of them are doing that tour. They're playing in Akron.
Right.
Okay.
So I don't understand how this works. So only four of them are coming. Don't you need at least five for a team?
I don't know how. It's just like a Harlem Globetrotters type thing, maybe.
That's what I was thinking,
too. Yeah, that's what I'm kind of assuming. A lot of tricks.
That'd be great if LeBron was playing against the Harlem Globetrotters.
That would be a fun tour, too.
I might go down to Akron to see that.
Yeah, he won't come to Cleveland, though. You know that. I'm actually surprised. There could be a lot of people that go down to Akron to really give him the business, so to speak.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what kind of reception he's.
I think he does okay in Akron. I think for some reason that's he's okay down there.
He's shielded enough.
Yeah, but I think once out of that, it gets pretty dicey.
Have you read that the book, the Whore of Akron? Have you heard?
Yeah,
of this
you know,
book?
I actually read the excerpt. So this guy writes for Esquire, and what I know about this, it's really interesting. Is the book officially out? Then it is out.
Yes.
Okay. I know that I believe he originally wrote this before LeBron's final year, thinking it was going to be, he's a Cleveland guy that now lives, I think, in New York, but he's got Cleveland roots, thinking that this was going to be a book on chronicling a championship season, like a lot of people thought that last year would be.
Yeah.
Ended up, of course, the whole thing took a whole other angle when they lost second round of the playoffs and, of course, LeBron's exit and the decision, all that stuff. So we end up, it's unbelievably cold, not cold, but I guess very raw.
I mean, with a title like The Whore of Akron, yeah. I was expecting raw.
And he sent signed copies to LeBron and some of his people.
Wow.
When it first came out. But I mean, it's incredibly real, I guess. More real. The excerpt I read was incredibly, he had access to a lot of people, which I was surprised.
Yeah.
Some very interesting information behind the scenes stuff. But yeah, clearly there's a negative slant in the title. It's just a fascinating look. The excerpt I read was unbelievably interesting. I'd love to read that book.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that might be a good plane book.
Well, Jeff, Christmas is coming up. Maybe a certain radio co-host will plant that under your tree. Are you going to get a tree, by the way? Do you get a tree?
No, you know, I'm not having my Christmas party here. So yeah. That really, the only reason I got that was for my Christmas party, which I have every year. But I'm going to outsource the party this year.
Smart.
So no tree, less work for this guy.
Smart.
It is.
Is Julio going to do the cooking?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I'm outsourcing quite a bit this year. Still looking for a venue. If anyone out there has a venue downtown looking for a private party room.
Or the near neighborhoods, Cleveland neighborhoods. It doesn't have to be downtown necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. So we'll see.
All right. 8:10. That about wraps it up for episode 49 of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. We're going to cut out early. So
I think it was a good show, Jeremy. You know why? We gave people a lot of information.
We did. We went from killers and LeBron, yep. Thanksgiving.
Cleveland State.
Drinking. Scrambled eggs. I mean,
we covered it all. What else is there to talk about?
Podcast gold, Jeff.
Yep. And the best is fixins. We covered the fixins aspect very well.
We were like Rumpelstiltskin spinning podcast gold, my yes. friend. All right. If you want to send us an email, you can send it to hatemail@radioshowonline.com. You can check out all our past episodes at radioshowonline.com. It'd be great if you're, you know, maybe traveling. If you're traveling this weekend, Jeff, and
great way to catch up on some lost episodes, Jeremy.
You want to catch up on some episodes? Another great way of listening to our show is, of course, on Stitcher.
Stitcher, that's how I do it.
Which I do have to make a link to that from radioshowonline.com to our Stitcher page.
With an enormous logo like that?
Exactly, exactly. We do have a page up there on Stitcher. But if you go to Stitcher.com, you can get Stitcher on your smartphone. And as soon as we post this new episode, bam, it's on your phone.
Instantly.
You don't have to sync it.
Yeah.
You don't have to...
That's why I like it.
You don't have to do anything.
Less work. I want to give a shout out to the chat room. Great job, Chad, OJ, BK, and Bruce.
Chad,
appreciate you guys hanging out. Alfredo.
BK, Bruce.
Of course.
And of course, ourselves.
Good job.
Nice work, Jeff.
Really enjoy. I'm going to print out that transcript of that chat. I'm going to save that.
All right, everyone. For Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Come on. That's a turkey. Gobbling.